الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our designer, and the controller of everything that exists in this universe. And we begin by sending peace and salutations upon his beloved messenger, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I hope and pray, my brothers and sisters, that you are doing well on this first blessed Friday of this blessed month of Ramadan. And indeed, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us the opportunity to witness this first Friday of Ramadan, the blessed day of the week, so the first most blessed day of the week of the most blessed month of the year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us strength and guide us to take full advantage of this blessed month. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers and sisters, this is indeed a great blessing and another example of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Because subhanallah, last year when we ended the month of Ramadan, when we exited the month of Ramadan, we did not know how many of us would be able to or would be allowed to witness this blessed month once again. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His sheer mercy and His grace, has granted us this opportunity. So first and foremost is for us to be, or for us to express shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jal has chose us and made us worthy enough, considered us worthy enough to give us another chance so that we can turn to Him in repentance and seek His mercy and forgiveness during this blessed month. And of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and forgiveness upon all of those who have returned to Him. Indeed, that is not in our control, that is in no one's control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who determines when we are to breathe for the first time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determines, and indeed He has already determined for every single one of us, when our last breath is going to be. And no one is able to change that decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jal elevate the rank and the status of all of our brothers and sisters who have returned to Him, especially during this past year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy and forgiveness upon them. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is the greatest. There is no one else who has as much mercy as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, that once it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a woman who was feeding her child, who was breastfeeding her child. So he said, "Do you think that this woman can throw her son, her child, in the fire?" And the companions radiallahu anhum replied and they said, "No, it is inconceivable, it is impossible that this woman who is lovingly feeding her child, who is breastfeeding her child, that she can throw her child into the fire." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah is more merciful to His servants than this woman is to her son." La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful than a mother is to her young baby, and the compassion and the love that she has in taking care of the child and feeding the child, that love and compassion is nothing compared to the love and compassion and mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has towards His servants. La ilaha illallah. In the end, my brothers and sisters, it is going to be His mercy. It will be His mercy that will make the difference for us as well. You know, a lot of times we think that a person thinks that because they have a lot of good deeds, because they have done a lot of prayers, or they have fasted a lot, or they have given a lot of charity, or because they do a Hajj and Umrah every year or every other year, or because they do this good deed and they do that good deed, that they are going to be saved. And my brothers and sisters, this is not the approach or the attitude of the believer. This is not the attitude or the approach of the believer. The believer is always humble. The believer is always humble in their deeds, never taking things for granted. But at the same time, the believer also does not become despondent and hopeless. Because sometimes people hear this and they say, well, what is the point of doing good deeds? If I have no guarantee, if I have no guarantee that my good deeds are going to take me into Jannah, then why should I do good deeds? What's the point of doing it? No, my brothers and sisters, this is not the attitude of the believer. This is not the attitude of the servant who humbles themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The servant has a balance of hope and fear. Fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not accept me or my deeds are probably not good enough, but also hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that as long as I have tried my best, as long as I have been sincere, inshallah, thumma inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me and grant me deliverance from the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qal, sami'tu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, لا يدخل أحد منكم عمله الجنة ولا يجيره من النار ولا أنا إلا برحمة من الله. Imam Muslim has recorded on the authority of Jabir radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that actions alone will not enter any of you into Jannah or protect him or her from the fire. يجيره من النار, and not will not protect him or her from the fire. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "Wala ana," and not even me, and not even me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, humbling himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and telling us that he also, although he is the best of the creation, he humbles himself and tells us that not even me, illa bi rahmatin min Allah, except through the mercy of Allah. My brothers and sisters, we ourselves, whatever we are able to do, whatever we are guided to do, it is minor, it is little, and this is the approach of the believer. A believer is never overconfident about his or her, or his or her deeds, good deeds. Never overconfident, always afraid, but also hopeful as well in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, a person who shows up with a lot of good deeds on the Day of Judgment, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, Allah Azza wa Jal could reject every single one of their millions and hundreds and thousands, hundreds of thousands of good deeds if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds shortcomings in them. So anyone who gains acceptance, even if it appears to be through their deeds, will be because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this mercy of Allah is all that we need, my brothers and sisters. And on this first, you know, Friday of Ramadan, most of us are in a state of spiritual filth, spoiled and dirty spiritual state. You know, we may have dressed nicely, as is the sunnah on Fridays, but our bodies are probably hiding much more than our internal fluids and our filth that is visible. They're hiding a lot more than what is expected and what is visible. Our spiritual state, my brothers and sisters, is in a state of decay and disease, and we may not even realize it, like the person who has an illness, a virus, a cancer, but they're not even aware until the last minute when it's too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Our spiritual state may be similar as well, that we are rotting from inside spiritually, that we have spiritual cancers and spiritual viruses, but we do not even realize it because we are asymptomatic. Or perhaps we are symptomatic, but we don't realize the symptoms. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us, our bodies, our souls, and our minds. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. And brothers and sisters, if we were to go into our graves with all those stains of sins and those hidden thoughts that we're too ashamed to share with anyone, and those temptations and the spiritual diseases that are inside of us right now, then what would be our state when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens it up? What will be our state when Allah Azza wa Jal opens it all up for all to see and to be judged? May Allah forgive us. For the believers, my brothers and sisters, this is indeed a scary thought, because at the end of the day, we are going to be judged for every single thing that we have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us to account for all of our actions and our deeds, and everything that is hidden inside of our hearts, inside of our minds, will come out on that day, will be spilled out on that day. So for the believers, it is indeed a scary thought, but my brothers and sisters, this is the month of mercy and forgiveness. And while it is good to be fearful of Allah and His wrath and the day of judgment, this is also something that the believers should have. Indeed, it is a part of belief to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear His wrath, and to fear the day of judgment, and not to take it lightly. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us much hope, and indeed wants us to be hopeful, to always be hopeful in His mercy. The good news is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ say, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقَنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, meaning by sinning. How do we transgress against ourselves? Is by wronging, we wrong ourselves by committing sins, which ultimately are going to lead to damage and hurt for our own selves. May Allah forgive us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. So no matter what you have done, my brothers and sisters, no matter what you have done, so many of us, indeed all of us, have skeletons in our closets, meaning we have done things that we are ashamed of, perhaps nobody knows about, perhaps people know about. Perhaps they are very serious against others, against ourselves, against our family members, against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it is, do not despair of the mercy of Allah, because indeed Allah forgives all. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving and who is the merciful. So my brothers and sisters, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. You know, always the first Friday of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, there are many brothers and sisters who tune in or who attend prayers for the first time in the whole year. And may Allah forgive us, may Allah protect us all. But who knows what we have done in the past year except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps there are some who were taking drugs, taking alcohol. Perhaps there are those who were committing crimes. Perhaps someone committed a murder. Perhaps someone committed other serious crimes. Perhaps someone was indulged in drugs, in things which are haram, in consuming haram. No matter what you have done, my brothers and sisters, never despair the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the list of sins is long, and I'm not going to go through them all. But my point is, no matter what you have done, no matter how serious it was, know that the doors of mercy and forgiveness are open for you, my brother and my sisters. Come forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, with remorse, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe it clean for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. As it says, Surah Yusuf, لا تيأسوا من رحمة الله. Have hope in Allah's mercy. Certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the people who disbelieve. So my brothers and sisters, shaitan plays this trick on us and tells us that we have gone beyond the point of no return, that we have become so bad, that we are so terrible, that our situation is so hopeless, that we should become so despondent, that now there is no point in even trying, there is no point in even turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no point to try to reestablish our prayers, or to do any amount of goodness, because we have been doomed to the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, this is the trap, this is the trick of shaitan. Do not fall for this, my brothers and sisters. No one is past the point of no return. As long as you are alive, and as long as the doors of Tawbah are open, my brothers and sisters, the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there for you. We just need to be sincere. We just need to be sincere and take some steps, make some effort, have some good thoughts, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us from there. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل الله الرحمة مئة جزء Allah has 100 parts of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 100 parts of mercy. فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ جُزْءًا. And he has, of which he has sent down, of which he has kept, he has kept 99 parts. وَأَنْزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا وَاحِدًا. And he has sent upon the earth only one part. He has sent to the earth, he has sent to the creation only one part, and he has kept 99 parts for himself. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that by means of which this 1% of mercy, by means of which wild animals are kind to their offspring, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent 1%, and what you see in the mercy that the animals have towards their children, and what mercy you find amongst the human beings and the creation, and indeed the jinn as well, that is 1% of the mercy that exists. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept 99% of the mercy for the day of judgment, for his servants, for his slaves on the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, it is even inconceivable to imagine how the extent, the depth of that mercy, that all of this mercy and compassion and kindness that we find in the world since the beginning of time till the end of time, amongst all the creation of Allah, the human beings, the jinns, the animals, everyone, is only 1%. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept 99%. My brothers and sisters, let us not deprive ourselves of that 99% mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us by becoming despondent, by turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by rejecting Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us not become those who will be even deprived of that 99%. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us and guide us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So this is how merciful, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. It is even hard even to imagine. And we don't want to be those who are deprived of Allah's mercy. So we need to work on it now to attract as much as it, of it that we can. And the tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us are the ibadat. They are the worship. Those are the tools for attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, it will be the mercy of Allah and not our actions, which not our good deeds alone, I should say, that will determine our fate. But it will be the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the mercy of Allah is closer to those who do good. The mercy of Allah is closer to those who are humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah is closer to those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and humility. So yes, actions, good deeds are important, but they are not alone going to determine our fate. It is to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our prayers, our fasting, our charity, all of the good deeds that we have been taught, these are all tools for attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we want to do, my brothers and sisters, is to do them properly with our heart, with presence of mind, with feeling, the feeling of neediness, the feeling of weakness, and being small in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling the burden of our sins and our shortcomings, feeling like we are nothing, feeling like we are fuqara in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nas, أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. Oh people, you are all فقراء. You are poor, destitute, needy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is free of all needs and wants and worthy of all praise. So my brothers and sisters, let us fast and let us stand in prayer and give. And all of these things should be felt. So when we fast, it is felt in the stomach. When we stand, we feel it perhaps in our feet. When we give, we feel it. We give with our mind, we decide, and we give it with our hand. But in all of those things, my brothers and sisters, our heart should feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to feel love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to be those who just do these actions, these rituals, without any feeling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hearts that are pure and that are filled of positive feelings for him, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-taqwa hahuna, and he pointed towards his heart, towards his chest. Fasting, my brothers and sisters, is for taqwa. Other acts of worship are also linked to taqwa. So at the end of the day, there should be some feeling here, my brothers and sisters. Now, the best way to increase the intensity of mercy that is being beamed down upon us, my brothers and sisters, is to pass on the mercy to others, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama." Those who show mercy to others, the Rahman, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will show mercy to them. Show mercy to those on the earth, and the one in the heavens will show mercy to you. So the key to being continuous recipients of Allah's mercy, my brothers and sisters, is to be merciful to others as well. So my brothers and sisters, what should we do? Number one, forgive others. Be merciful towards others, as you want Allah to be merciful and forgiving towards you. Let us clean our hearts. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like it that we have forgiven others, that we have cleaned our hearts, and that we are merciful towards others. And perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like it, and He will do the same towards us as well. Number two, my brothers and sisters, show kindness and compassion to all. Deal nicely in the best way possible, always looking out to help beyond what is required. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also have the same attitude towards us as well. And finally, my brothers and sisters, find ways to make your presence a form of mercy for the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be a burden or annoyance, even if others don't reciprocate your mercy and your kindness. Inshallah, you will see how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon you, inshallah. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. My Lord, forgive and have mercy, and you are the best and the most merciful. And especially on this Friday, my brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to please myself first and all of us to increase our istighfar. Increase repentance and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The current situation is very dire. The current situation is very serious and is very dire. Space is running out in hospitals. They're talking about creating field hospitals, actual field hospitals that are not inside actual hospitals, but other hospitals in the fields, outside, in other places, perhaps. But there are not enough staff to staff those hospital beds. And this may, I don't like to say it, but this may actually be our last public Friday prayer in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, forgive our sins, and shower His mercy and forgiveness upon us. At least, alhamdulillah, the good thing is Allah azza wa jalla has blessed us at least with this one Friday compared to last year. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our good intentions, and Allah azza wa jalla will continue to, we hope, reward us according to our good intentions and what we actually desire. And of course, the restrictions that may be coming into place are for good reason, because like I said, the situation is very dire, it is very serious. So everything that is being done is for the benefit of the people and to save people. So there is no blame in terms of that. But just this prospect of not being able to offer salah in jama'ah in the month of Ramadan, especially on Fridays, this is very, of course, saddening for the believers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to shower His mercy upon us, we hope, inshallah. But nonetheless, my brothers and sisters, let us turn to Allah azza wa jalla in repentance and increase our istighfar, because this situation is not gone anywhere. It hasn't gotten any better and has actually gotten much, much worse all of a sudden. May Allah forgive us all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever is mindful of Allah, He will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And provide for them from sources that they could never imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Certainly Allah achieves His will, and Allah has already set a destiny for everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His abundant mercy upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften our hearts. May Allah azza wa jalla purify our hearts and fill them with goodness and love for Him, and may He make us recipients of His endless mercy until the day we meet Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, my brothers and sisters, with your generous support, we finally have our own place for prayers and activities, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us and enabled us to do the work that we are doing. Now, on this blessed first Friday of Ramadan, we ask you to please donate to help keep us building together. So building togetherness through improved programs and services. May Allah help us and a much needed new masjid and center, 20,000 square feet facility, inshallah, to host us all after this pandemic, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all, as you have not let this work down every time we have come in front of you. The phase one construction of our masjid and project, the center project, which is the current building that is existing, the renovating that and the outside work that needed to be done that slowed down during the lockdowns. But the finishing touches, alhamdulillah, now being completed almost daily, and the beautiful new carpet has been installed. People are praying on it every day, alhamdulillah. And phase two, which is again the 20,000 square foot purpose-built masjid and center just in front of the existing building towards the road, is currently being reviewed with an award-winning architect. And we look forward to sharing the updated design with you in the near future, inshallah. But additional funds are needed in order to start construction of the new masjid and center facility. And my brothers and sisters, honestly, you know, it's not every day that we witness the building of a masjid that is so close to us. And when that opportunity passes, it's gone. So thank you and jazakumullah khairah for all that you have given so far. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has continued to give you. So take this opportunity to show gratefulness to Allah by investing in His house with so much need and so much potential. Seriously, like there's so much to be done. And the goal this Ramadan is $400,000, inshallah. It's called the Building Together campaign. That we're building the masjid together, but also building togetherness in this process as well. And your contribution will be spent on the new masjid and center facility, inshallah. And instead of giving later, you know, be smart and give now, reap 70, you know, up to 700 times more reward, inshallah. Plus, of course, the tax benefits as well. So we need to reach $20,000 today, inshallah. That is our goal. So for that, I would kindly ask 20 brothers and sisters who can give $1,000 each. After the tax credit, it will only cost about $640. And, you know, that's about the cost of a coffee a day. So please come forward today. The debit machines are at the back for those who are here outside. And it is also available. You can, of course, also give online as well at canadamuslims.ca/donate. And even if you're planning to, you know, to give in the last 10 nights, on the 27th night of Ramadan, the reality is, my brothers and sisters, there are no guarantees. You know, what if I don't make it up to there? So therefore, make the intention, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for your good intentions. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May He increase your reward manifold in this blessed month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and protect you and your loved ones. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We have some sad news of the passing of Brother Manzurul Islam, the father of Sister Ghazala Wahid and Sister Rahila Nadeem, who's the father-in-law of Brother Wahid Usmani. He passed away on Wednesday here in Arwa. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And also, sadly, the grandmother of our brothers, Ahmed Tawakkul and Brother Basim Abdul Aneen and Brother Muhammad Shafi, also passed away yesterday in Cairo. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So please remember them in your dua. And I'm going to pause for a minute, and inshallah, I'll be back for those who are on. My apologies, brothers and sisters. Actually not leading, giving the first khutbah today, so Brother Hisham is giving the first khutbah, and therefore I had an issue with the sound system and I'm sitting inside because the sound is coming in, but inshallah we will continue with our dua. So as I was mentioning, Brother Manzoor Islam, father, Sister Ghazala, Sister Rahila, passed away, and also grandmother, Brother Ahmed Tawakkul, and Brother Basim Abdul Aineen and Brother Muhammad Shafi, she passed away in Cairo. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So let us make dua for them and all of those who have returned to Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa akrim nuzulahum wa wassi' madkhalahum waghsilhum bil ma'i wal thalji wal barad. ونقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدلهم دارا خيرا من دارهم وأبدلهم أهلا خيرا من أهلهم وأبدلهم زوجا خيرا من زوجهم وأدخلهم الجنة وعذهم من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, please elevate their ranks. Oh Allah, please grant them the best place in Jannat al-Firdaus ya rab al-alamin. Oh Allah, please reward them for all of the good that they did. Oh Allah, please forgive them for any shortcomings ya rab al-alamin. Oh Allah, please gather them and their loved ones on the day of judgment in Jannat al-Firdaus ya rab al-alamin. Allah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على أنيته وسره اللهم ادعو حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا Oh Allah, all praises for you. We thank you with our hearts, our minds, our tongues, and every limb of our bodies for all of your blessings and favors, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we can never thank you enough for all of your favors and blessings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please count us from amongst the grateful, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we thank you and praise you for bringing us to this first Friday of this blessed month, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, indeed, we have wronged ourselves. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Otherwise, we will be from amongst the losers, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we are your weak, sinning servants, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, indeed, we have sinned. Oh Allah, indeed, we have wronged ourselves. Oh Allah, indeed, we have gone against your commands. Allah, indeed, we have gone against the guidance of your beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, please forgive us and guide us. Oh Allah, please forgive us and guide us. Oh Allah, please open your doors of mercy for all of us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please do not deprive us of your mercy on this blessed day, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please make us the way you want us to be, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we are so weak. Oh Allah, we are so lost. We don't even know what you want from us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please make us the way that you want us to be, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us opportunities to gather, Oh Allah, to worship you in safety and in goodness, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please make this the best Ramadan for us, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, please make this Ramadan the best one for us yet, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us strength and bring us closer to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide us to that which pleases you most and grant us the best return to you whenever it has been decreed for us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please open the gates of halal sustenance for all of your faithful servants, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so much death. Oh Allah, so much illness. Oh Allah, that this world hasn't seen in a long time. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, whatever this ummah has done. Oh Allah, whatever humanity has done. Oh Allah, that has brought this upon us. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, please rectify. Oh Allah, please enable us, guide us to rectify our actions, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are ill. Oh Allah, please cure all of our loved ones who are ill. Oh Allah, so many people have relatives who are ill. Oh Allah, so many have relatives who have passed away, especially due to COVID-19. Oh Allah, please grant them forgiveness. And oh Allah, those who are still struggling and who are still ill, Oh Allah, even if they have recovered, they are facing hardships and after effects of the illness. Oh Allah, please cure them all, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, especially our elders. Oh Allah, especially our elders who are ill or who are in weakness. Oh Allah, please grant them strength and cure them as well, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, our brothers and sisters who are fighting cancer. Oh Allah, our brothers and sisters fighting and dealing with all types of illnesses. Oh Allah, please grant them a complete and speedy recovery, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, those who are in extreme pain. Allah, our brothers and sisters who live constantly in pain. Oh Allah, please remove their pain and their hardship, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant strength and protection to us all, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, please envelop us all in your protection, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect us, our fellow human beings, especially the frontline workers, the health professionals. Oh Allah, the doctors and the nurses, the hospital staff are tired. Oh Allah, please grant them strength. Oh Allah, please grant them strength and reward them for their goodness, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, all of those who are having to go out of their homes to work, oh Allah, please protect them as well, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain, who are in grief and stress and anxiety. Oh Allah, please remove all of those and replace them with happiness and peace and joy, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان اللهم ارحمنا في رمضان اللهم اغفر لنا في رمضان اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل قيامنا اللهم تقبل منا صالح أعمالنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل صيامنا فيه صيام الصائمين وقيامنا فيه قيام القائمين وهب لنا فيه اليسر والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير وقربنا إلى مرضاتك وجنبنا فيه من سخطك ونقماتك ووفقنا فيه لقراءة آياتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله لأنك الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنك أنت الغفور اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المسلمين والمسلمات اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعيننا من الخيانة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النفاق وأهله اللهم ارزقنا الإيمان الصادق والعمل الصالح يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وغلب الدين وقهر الرجال يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم اسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك، اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك وأنت الغني عنا، اللهم ارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا وتولى أمرنا، اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية، اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا وأصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا وأصلح ذرياتنا وأصلح ذرياتنا وأحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة، اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اعز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين وألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم واصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم للحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان خصوصا في برما وفي فلسطين وفي الصين وفي كشمير وفي الهند وفي سريلانكا وفي سوريا وفي العراق في بلاد الشام في اليمن في الصومال وفي أفغانستان وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all, my brothers and sisters. Jazakumullahu khaira for your attention, for your sincerity, for your love. Inshallah, look forward to seeing you tonight at KMA Sunset Live at 7:30 p.m. inshallah, 7:25 p.m. inshallah. And remember, our daily quiz is online right now. KanadaMuslims.ca/Ramadan is where you can find the quiz, all of our timings, and all other details about joining prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you safe and happy and blessed. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.